The entire global class system we're encased in is based not just on coercion, but what is the same in other terms, on our ignoring our bodies, implicitly believing the zero value myth. That's what discipline means, ruling them. So even though we're slaves, there are internal realms to rule, and we can pretend to achieve supremacy over the skins we walk around in. Let me rest, they plead. No, we reply, you must serve me, and then we crack the leash. Only by driving them mercilessly can we increase their market value, serve the species, and achieve recognition. Charlotte Bronte once said, take all you do at a moderate estimate. I've thought about that phrase a lot. At first, in my mind, I added, because everybody else will. But I see layers to her words now. And another meaning has come to me, to do with listening. Listening to those whisperings that live in the common air we breathe in our single bodies. Whisperings that fly on the wind across generations. The eternal messages that we're here to voice until they live freely in our day-to-day reality. Who do you serve, I put to you? Bentham wants to teach people to rule their bodies so that they may be subject to rule. But then we lose the earth, our wholeness. Now, to layer things a bit, a machine is entirely subject to rule. And I think we can see that we've cooperatively modeled ourselves on machines, renounced the earth, the power of the earth in us, made ourselves like robots so that robots can replace us more easily. And now just this week, we're treated to programmers with book deals telling us as existing gets more challenging to worry not about ourselves, but the economy. When I listen to this man say that broad-based collective bargaining would, quote, stop the onward march of technology, unquote, and that, quote, our prosperity today without question derives from advanced technology. Technology will make us better off. We just have to solve the distributional problem. We have to allow technology to advance, but it has to benefit everyone, not just a few at the top, unquote. When I listened to this, I thought, not just that this man agrees with Bentham that we have zero value, but that this is the same con they've been saying since they invented it in Bentham's day, the progress myth. He'd written a book about automation, not to urge us to get involved and design the world we want, but to tell us what world we will be given, and that we would have to, quote, adjust to it, unquote. The host introduced the interview with these words, quote, our guest argues that robots are increasingly replacing jobs, that machines will do most of the work. What are the implications for our economy? Join us for a discussion of the economy of the future, unquote. Now, we have been completely disappeared in that statement, which makes sense if we have zero worth. And this is how the guest later described his concern, quote, you have to give consumers an income so they can go out into the market and buy. Ultimately, there may not be enough workers to drive the economy, unquote. And so he's led by his own conclusion to concede, though he initially denied its possibility, using that statist we. He'd said, quote, we're not going to be able to give people a guaranteed income, unquote, almost as if he'd been told to say it, or was himself a manifestation of power. Because later, with his own conclusion staring him in the face, he thinks the opposite, quote, we may need to give consumers an income, unquote. He neglected to add, if we clean and sweep and do security work in our communities, the wage may disappear, but never fear, slavery will still be here. What unattractive twistings we see to preserve the institution of slavery. I'm glad I didn't say an end to wage work when I was titling Waking Up, because it seems the wage may be passé, but not keeping us slaves.